ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown now in day 21. The Senate will take up another vote tomorrow on a measure to end it, but the stalemate continues over Democrats calling for negotiations to extend health benefits. The impacts of the shutdown being felt from critical food programs like SNAP to flight delays as air traffic controllers deal with shortages and now sick calls. ABC's Perry Russom has more.
Delays are happening in Dallas, Atlanta, and Newark. You have these workers who are working their jobs, very stressful jobs, knowing they are not getting paid. So now some of them are calling out, trying to find other work elsewhere to put food on the table, keep the roof over their heads. Many of them have mortgages, so they're trying to find other ways of income.
President Trump blasting Democrats, he says, for the shutdown at a luncheon for Republicans today, touting the new ballroom planned at the White House. Demolition began yesterday. Top Trump officials in Israel, including Vice President J.D. Vance, working to shore up a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas after skirmishes. This is ABC News. A North Carolina man who is involved in the cryptocurrency world is speaking out after saying his account was drained of $80,000. That after he says someone lured him in by direct messaging to talk about the digital currency. Kenneth Nicholson saying he ended up clicking on a link before meeting that they had set up and provided his password, and he says that's when the theft occurred.
The gentleman sent me a link to download this software, and I clicked on it. And it then opened, I have a Mac, it then opened in my terminal and asked me for my password.
Nicholson said it's a reminder for people to take their time. The 2025 World Series now set. The Toronto Blue Jays squaring off against defending champions, the LA Dodgers. The Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 last night, taking them to their first World Series since 1993, Game 1 Friday night. In the Atlantic, a new tropical storm, Melissa, is on the move. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Gas prices continue to drop. The average across the state now is $2.61 a gallon. That's down about 7 cents since last week. We're more than 30 cents below what prices were at this time last year. The national average has fallen below $3 a gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at Gas Buddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for the next few months. A Freedom woman convicted in her 2-year-old daughter's fatal overdose will serve her full prison term of 9 years. A judge rejected Brooke Seal's request to reduce her 9-year prison term in a ruling yesterday. Rosalie Garcia died in a Freedom apartment in January of 2024 after being exposed to fentanyl. Seal was convicted of child neglect resulting in death for allowing a drug dealer to stay in her apartment. That drug dealer, Fahim Jones, is scheduled to stand trial on unrelated drug charges. He doesn't face charges in connection with Garcia's death. Seal asked the judge to reconsider the ruling and reduce her sentence to 5 years. Prosecutors opposed the request and the judge agreed. In addition to the 9-year prison term, Seal was placed on extended supervision for 8 years. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems is moving ahead. The measure is passed with bipartisan support in the state legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both, for people who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it difficult for law enforcement to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to the governor for consideration. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Saturday night in Eugene, the Badgers are 2-5. Losing 5 games in a row, Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs of the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely, cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50. Right now, it's 48.
WGBW, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
Station plays more Beatles than 97.9. Local news and timeless hits. Eric here. Good afternoon. Fall colors. I'll give you an update coming up right now. Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Somewhere I look around for her, but she's just not there. Oh, doesn't somebody today, like yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Partridge Family, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. If you got some free time on the next nice day, maybe even this afternoon, it's not too bad out. The fall colors. Right now, don't bother heading too far north because we're kind of past the peak on some of those northeastern, way northeastern Wisconsin counties. But right now, along the lakeshore, Manitowoc, Kewaunee, Door County, even northwest Wisconsin, the La Crosse area, even as you head down around Lake Winnebago in that area. Not quite yet at the peak. We're looking at Brown County here and then Shawano County, Waupaca County, and then, of course, further to the south. So time to get out there and check out some of those fall colors before they're all gone, those leaves. And we got to rake them up.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
tear the house down. Demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally.
And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be in a world to carry on, to carry on.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. You know, it is the Halloween season, so do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie, I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Some Green Bay East High School students walked out in protest after the head football coach and manager of student engagement was placed on administrative leave. Comanico Nico Sila has been a regular employee of the Green Bay Area School District since 2018. District officials say they can't comment on the situation because it's a personnel matter. A petition on change.org calling for his reinstatement has more than 1,000 signatures as of yesterday morning. The Green Bay School Board held a special meeting last night to discuss the next step in the search for a new superintendent. The board went over their timeline for the process. Applications for the superintendent position will be accepted starting in December. Applications will close in January. The board will then interview candidates in February and March in 2026, with contract negotiations set for April. Wisconsin has a new millionaire, and someone in Green Bay just got richer, too. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a $1 million lottery ticket was sold in Wautoma for the October 18th drawing. Someone who bought a Supercash ticket in Green Bay also won big with a $350,000 prize. You'd likely know if you're the winner by now. That ticket was sold at the Quick Trip on Humboldt Road. No one won last night's $304 million Powerball jackpot, but a woman in Michigan says she used AI to win $100,000. A woman asked ChatGPT to come up with winning lottery numbers. Wisconsin's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $650 million for tonight's drawing. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs in the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely, cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50, currently 44 degrees.
WGBW.
that song, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart out. I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell ya, I can't sleep at night, wanting to hold her tight. I tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right. And I'm telling ya, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And of course, you can listen to us on the Civic Media app, downloaded for free in your phone's app stores. We love it when you're listening at work as well, like Dan Yock and the rest of the crew there at the Georgia Pacific Security Office. Thanks for listening to 97.9 with the Rivieras.
The days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk, and I walk. They twist, and I'll twist. They shimmy, and I'll shimmy. They fly, and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west, out on the coast. Where the California girls are really the most. In old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9. A week and a half from Halloween. Gonna highlight another spooky area event next. It's the Monkees.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
yeah.
Climax with Precious and Few, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Halloween, of course, a week from Friday. Hopefully you got to Halloween, if you're doing something, you know, attending one of the many Halloween events, you got yourself a costume. The kids or grandkids, if you're taking them out trick-or-treating, hopefully they have a costume. And if you got something good and you want to use it more than once, well, there are plenty of things happening around the area, including at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary this Friday. It is the 5th annual Howling Halloween Hike. Trick-or-treaters going to navigate through the trails of the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, visit some different booths. They're going to hear the wolves howl and the owls hoot. Sounds like a lot of fun. It's just $8 per trick-or-treater. You can get more information on this. I'm finding all these events on our community calendar. Just go to wgbw.fm.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
WGBW. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Shut 'em down. And everybody's saying that there's nobody mean, and that the little old
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Halloween time, even the zombies sing. Tell her no.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no. I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
what you heard now. Is it just me or does Donny Osmond in that song sound a lot like Michael Jackson? I mean, they both would have probably been around the same age, you know. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 ABC News up next.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet. Heart, they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. With the backdrop of the government shutdown, President Trump held a luncheon at the White House today touting Republican victories, including deep spending cuts passed in the GOP megabill. Democrats are calling for Republicans to restore cuts and extend health care premiums. Funding for key programs also in jeopardy with each day of the shutdown.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The White House in a statement today says there are no plans for President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Hungary or in the immediate future. The White House says Secretary Rubio talked with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, by phone. ABC News has learned Lavrov made it clear that Russia rejected President Trump's call to freeze the fighting in Ukraine on the front line. Tropical storm Melissa has formed. It's the 13th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News. A man who was charged in the January 6th attack on the Capitol and pardoned by President Trump has been arrested again, this time for threatening to kill House Democratic leader